第55课.
Susan has been walking on air ever since she got the official letter that she's been accepted as a graduate student at the University of California. You know, she never thought she had a chance. When I got the news I was being promoted to director of marketing, I felt like walking on air. You know, this is what I've been after for years, and now I finally got it. My roommate has been walking the floor for weeks, trying to decide whether to ask his girlfriend to marry him. He loves her, but he's not sure he's ready to settle down and have a family. I've been walking the floor for the past week, waiting for the results of the test. I can't concentrate during the day, I have no appetite, and I can't fall asleep at night. This is simply torture. I sure hope it's not cancer.
第56课.
I don't want to listen to any more silly advice on how to run my life. Go on, take a walk, get out of here. I'm tired of looking at your stupid face. I'm tired of all your lies. You've cheated me too many times, and I no longer want to be partners with you. So take a walk. I never want to see you again. I have to be very cautious in what I say about abortion. I know I'm walking on eggshells. There are very strong feelings on both sides, and I don't want to upset people any more than I have to. I've been friends with both Jack and Mary even before they got married 20 years ago. Now they're in the process of a nasty divorce, and I feel like I'm walking on eggshells every time I talk to either one of them.
第57课.
Dick is a nice guy, but he's such a motor mouth that people avoid talking to him. He just can't stop talking, and nobody else has a chance to get a word in the conversation. The Rosen's friend David is a real motor mouth. I never go to any event when he's invited. He talks on forever, jumping from topic to topic like he knows everything. But for some reason, the Rosens seem to like him. Well, Pete did it again. He asked Mr. Jones what his wife was doing these days. I guess he'd forgotten Mrs. Jones died last fall. Poor Pete. I have never seen a worse case of foot-in-mouth disease. David is trying very hard to make up with his wife, but his sister said at the party last night that she would never live under the same roof with her husband if he had an affair like David. She has a real case of foot-in-mouth disease.
第58课.
Jack, you're talking big about how great your team is and how bad they'll beat my team Saturday. Okay, let's bet $50 on who wins. Let's see you put your money where your mouth is. The governor of our state talks about the need to improve public education, but puts no money where his mouth is. He simply uses education as a reason to raise taxes, but he never intends to spend money on it. Senator, I want to tell you that you sure said a mouthful when you said taxes are too high and you'd work hard to lower them. Good to hear, and you can certainly count on my vote. Jeff, you said a mouthful. Yes, I've been very weak in the past, always trying to avoid trouble, so I put up with a lot. But some people would take advantage of you if you don't stand up for your own rights.
第59课.
I went to this cocktail party last night, but I walked out after 15 minutes. It was wall-to-wall people. So crowded, I couldn't even get close to where they were serving food and drinks. Jack's hobby is to save the newspaper he reads every day, saying he might need to check some information later on. There's practically no more space in his study except wall-to-wall newspapers. His wife is afraid of having a fire someday. I felt so sorry for this wallflower at the school dance last night that I asked her to dance. And I'm glad I did. Once she got over her shyness, I found she had a smile that lit up the whole room. And believe it or not, I'm taking her to the dance on Friday night. I like dancing. As a matter of fact, my friends think I'm a good dancer, and I enjoy the music very much. But I never go dancing if I don't have a partner, because I don't want to be a wallflower.
第60课
I'll be climbing the wall until I get the SAT results. My mom and dad will really be upset if the scores aren't high enough to get me into a first-class school. I've been climbing the wall lately, just waiting for the school to decide on my application for the summer study program in France. I really want to see France. Everybody says it's a beautiful country. That guy in the next apartment has been playing his trumpet for 4 solid hours now, and it's driving me up the wall. I'm about ready to go next door and tell him to stop all the noise. Mary and I have been friends more than 10 years. She's very nice, and I like her a lot. But she likes to criticize me whenever I wear a new suit. It drives me up the wall every time she does it.